in the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Episode 4. It's Good to Talk.
Brian? Brian, are you asleep?
Yes. Turn the light off.
You know, when you were down the pub tonight, something rather brilliant happened to me.
What? He asked, knowing he won't be allowed to go to sleep until he does.
I was poked by one of my old friends.
Lucky old you. Leave me alone.
No, on Facebook. Michael Oliver. He was the first friend I made when I went up to university. He's very quiet, very shy, very sort of retiring. Do you remember Michael?
Yes. Good night.
I haven't heard from him in 15 years. His email was lovely. He asked if he could stay for a few days, and he said he had something really, really important to tell me.
I want to go to sleep.
I'm gonna have Gnarly make up the spare room.
Look, since we're both awake, why don't we have sex?
Because it's late and I'm tired. Good night, Brian.
Works every time.
Sorry to interrupt, Helen, but Irene's called a team meeting for 11 o'clock and I have to tell everyone.
Oh, thanks, Ray. How was your visit to the psychiatric unit?
Oh, it's upsetting, disturbing, disorientating. The hostility's palpable. You know how it is when you're made to feel an intruder into a private world.
Oh, yeah, those doctors are bastards like that. And how are the patients?
They were lovely. Helen, what are you doing? You know how irritable Irene is at the moment. She'll do a knot if she catches you using the work computer for social networking.
I can't help myself, Ray. I've met someone in a chat room.
Ooh, good for you.
Ray, who would ever have thought that I would find true love over the internet after years of clumsy, awkward, nervous and catastrophic dates? I've discovered a way to be myself with a man I really like.
Well, I'm really happy for you. Online courtship has long been recognised as a social disinhibitor that accelerates emotional revelation.
It just feels so right.
And, of course, it's all the more comfortable when you do actually meet.
Meet? Are you crazy?
Helen, I need your help.
Of course, Megan. Let me just sign off. Kiss, 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 kiss. What's up?
I'm compiling the guest list for Brenda's third birthday party, and honestly, Helen, you've no idea what a social and diplomatic minefield it is. So far, I've got Stefan, Minnie, Charlie, Tallulah, Orlando, Vikram, Angus, Elise, Evie, Sam, Ronan, Henry, Iqbal, Rupert, Scarlett, Venice, Grace and Sophie, plus their kids, and whoever Brenda wants to invite.
Well, how can I be of assistance?
I was wondering, Helen, could you help me write the legal disclaimer in case Brenda kicks off again like last year?
Of course.
How is the little chap?
Oh, he's finally got his sight back.
Oh, that is good news.
Team meeting, 11 o'clock, Megan. Can you let Claire know?
Sure. She's in with a client at the moment.
Oh, the thing is, Patrick, that most people at some time have experienced confusion over their sexuality.
Yes, but my case is a bit different.
Yeah, I'm sure it must feel that way. Should we talk about it? So, Patrick, how long have you lived life as a gay man?
About 6 months.
And how did you choose to come out?
Well, I got everyone into a room and just told them. My wife, my children, my parents, brothers, mates, everyone I'm close to.
And what was their reaction?
Totally positive. From that day to this one, brilliant. My wife and kids have been so understanding. My parents have been totally cool. Mum said she'd always suspected. And my mates, well, you couldn't have asked for a more supportive bunch.
So, right, well, I don't really see what is the problem.
I'm not gay.
Right. So why did you tell them you were?
Because once, just once, I wanted to enjoy watching the Eurovision Song Contest without having to justify it to everybody.
So why don't you just tell them you're not gay?
I can't. They've all been so nice about it. I haven't had the heart to disappoint them.
Yeah, well, this is quite a dilemma you're in, Patrick, and I realise it must have been very difficult for you. Making your mind up.
Not funny.
No, I'm sorry, that was very unprofessional.
I don't know what to do.
Patrick, I have a gay friend that I was very close to at university. We did everything together. We were inseparable, but, you know, suddenly he stopped talking to me. I never did find out what it was that I'd done to upset him, and eventually we lost contact, but he recently got back in touch with me, and we've agreed to meet up. He says he has something really important to tell me.
And what's that got to do with me?
Oh, nothing, no, I was just thinking out loud.
Hello, Simon. Everything okay?
All under control.
Just a second, Brian. Got some chastising to do. Androcles Papadimantopoulos! Back it in!
What are you telling him off for? He's not doing anything.
I know. But it's taken me two terms to remember the little bugger's name, and I'm damned if I'm not going to use it.
So, how are things going between you and Gnarly?
Good.
Good? Is that it?
What else is there to say? We've settled into the ratio.
What ratio?
The ratio for an ongoing relationship. 70% okay, good or great. 30% irritating, bad or unbearable.
And that's the ratio, is it?
It is.
You sure you got it the right way around?
Coming for a pint tonight?
Yeah, maybe. I've got to play it by ear. One of Claire's old university friends is coming to stay. Hard work, if I remember. Hardly speaks a word.
Eddie, stop kicking that football against the glass door!
Simon, that boy's name isn't Eddie. It's Edson Arantes de Nascimento.
He knows who I mean.
You have to use the boy's full name.
I'll be bothered with all that.
It's culturally insensitive not to do so.
Don't be so PC, Brian.
For crying out loud, Simon, I know it's big, but you could at least try to get your mouth round it. With the end step, lad, don't poke it.
Thank you all for taking a break from your busy schedules to attend this team meeting. Now, as your team leader, I have always been a passionate exponent of dialogue between colleagues of all levels. Communication is everything. Now, I don't want you to think of me as some omnipotent manager sitting in my ivory tower with the answers to everything.
Oh, I think we can manage that, Irene.
So today, I want to hear what you really think of me. Well, come on now. Be honest, be brutal, give it to me, both barrels. I am totally open to any kind of feedback you may have regarding my managerial style.
Well,
I knew it would be you. Carping, moaning, whining, whinging, undermining my authority at every opportunity. We went for the same job. I got it, and it's been sticking in your throat ever since.
Irene.
Taking her side, are you, turncoat?
Well, I mean...
No, Helen, you don't think. You never think. That's your problem. And Megan?
I haven't said anything.
Good. Keep it that way. I'm going to my office, and to hell with the lot of you.
Have you tried my nut loaf recipe yet?
Yeah, I did it last night. I didn't use eggs, though.
Oh, did it bind?
Oh, yeah. Breadcrumbs and milk works just as well.
Cashews or Brazils?
Both.
That is really interesting.
Mm.
Okay. Shall we start this meeting again?
Sorry, tell me, do you still want our brutal and honest feedback?
No. So, moving on. Is it just me, or has the atmosphere felt somewhat tense around here since they threatened to close the family centre down and put us all out of work?
Well, it is, well, it has been a little bit, you know...
Edgy.
Yeah, and tempers are getting...
Frayed.
Oh, for crying out loud, Megan, will you stop finishing all my sentences for me?
I'm sorry, I can't help it. I do it when I'm anxious.
Look, stop it. It's driving me up the bloody...
wall.
Ow!
I'm sorry!
Give me strength.
Well, I believe some help may be at hand. Bowls.
Crown green.
Tibetan singing.
Oh.
Hear me out. Apparently, it is a very relaxing form of meditation. I intend to make it available to all the clients. But first, I think it would be a good idea to road test it ourselves.
No, 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 and just no! No, it's New Age nonsense, Irene. It's a waste of valuable resources.
Yes.
But negativity! Is that all you're capable of providing? I'm going to my office. To hell with
the lot of you!
So what do? Do I stay in? Do I open a bottle of wine or do I take him out for a meal? I mean, home, I think, is more convivial, but I don't want Michael to think I'm not making an effort.
Calm down, Claire. Wait until he gets here and ask him what he wants.
But see, the thing about Michael is he's very, 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 very shy. He's, like, almost timid. Mm. He has to feel totally comfortable before he'll open up.
You want me to be sensitive?
I want you to be somewhere else. You say hello, you make your excuses, and you clear off. And please don't look him in the eye. You know how it makes him nervous.
Party on, dudes.
Ah, that's him. Gnarly! Gnarly, can you get the door?
Oh, I do beg your pardon, but I believed I was the au pair. But it would appear I am the doorman as well.
Oh, Gnarly, please don't sulk.
Are you Michael?
Yes.
Get in, then.
Michael!
Claire!
Out of breath, eh? Well, it is one hell of a hill our house is built on.
Yeah, do you remember, Brian? Oh, don't speak, don't just wave.
Well, this has been great fun. Catch up with you later, Michael. I'm just out. Bye.
Gnarly, Gnarly, can you take Michael's coat and his luggage?
And now I'm Gnarly the porter.
And can you put it in the spare room?
My room.
Just take it. You okay, Michael?
Yes.
Sit down. So, tell me, how was your journey?
Oh, the journey. Don't get me started on that one. It's been hell, honestly. 7 hours on a train, but of course it was actually 3 trains and a bus, what with the engineering works, and not a snip of a snack trolley. I jumped on at Wakefield, tried to grab a sandwich from the coffee bar. Train started pulling out, never got my sandwich, dropped my change. Managed to catch some Mintos off an old lady outside Sheffield. Have you been to Sheffield recently? Everyone got something about Leeds, but I'm not sure. Cheers.
See, QPR have got yet another manager.
This 70-30 ratio thing.
Give it a rest, Brian. It was just an article I read in Playboy magazine.
You read an article in Playboy magazine?
I know. I surprised myself.
Right, the point is, I don't want you to think Claire and I aren't 70-30, but sometimes it's a bit of a struggle. Look, I've gone over last week and I've written them all down. The weekend began with a 60-40 on Saturday, dropping to a 55-45 Sunday. Monday started brightly on 65-35, held 65-35 throughout Tuesday, dipped around 62-38-ish Wednesday, before plummeting to 15-85 on Thursday. But Claire was premenstrual, so...
Brian, it all boils down to one simple question you have to ask yourself.
Are Claire and I compatible?
How long am I prepared to put up with you talking this rubbish?
Kayak, canoe, I don't care what it is. You're not getting me in one of those. The next thing I know, he's strapped off, leaving me all alone in the middle of British Columbia. Have you ever been to British Columbia? Everyone goes about Nova Scotia, but I think British Columbia is every bit as pretty, really.
Brian! Brian's home!
Oh, hello,
Brian's
darling.
Home.
That's a big hello.
I'm awfully tired. I've got to go to bed. Why don't you talk to Michael instead? Good night. Hello.
So, Michael, how was your journey?
Well, I was just saying, 7 hours on the train, but of course it was actually 3 trains and a bus, but with the engineering works. Not a sniff of a snack trolley. I jumped out at Wakefield, trying to grab a sandwich from the coffee bar. Train started pulling out. Never got
my... How long did you say you could stay?
I didn't. It's a sort of open invitation. Until he tells me what it is he has to tell me, I suppose.
What happened to shy and retiring?
Yeah, certainly a bit chattier. I remember.
He's a monster.
I can't understand it. He's completely changed.
Get rid of him, please.
Shh.
Where are you going?
I'm going to check if he's gone to bed yet.
Hello, Andrew. Yeah, when's your Tuesday? That was a way good. I mean, the time's come down. I don't care about the dumb and the listening. Sky Sports One, who cares about...
Brian, he's got Gnarly. You're going to have to go downstairs and rescue her.
Come on, Claire, you could at least help us to put the chairs to the side.
No, I am here under protest.
Just give it a go.
Oh, give this a go, give that a go. Where does it stop? Difficulty raising children on a low income? Have some crystals. Elderly and incontinent? Here's a wind chime. It's all, you know, nonsense.
Attention, everyone. Oh, yoga mats on the floor. Good. Next. Could everybody take their shoes and socks off? Except you, Ray.
I told you, that's cleared up.
Sorry, Ray. Can't take any chances.
Hi, I'm not late, am I?
No, not at all. We're ready and raring to go.
Thank you. Now, could you all lie on your backs and find a comfortable position? Close your eyes, relax. I am Carol, but if you prefer to call me by my Ayurvedic name, Debbie. What I am doing now is laying out the Tibetan bowls in order of size. Each one offers a unique tone and pitch, and for the next half hour I invite you to listen to their song. Before we start, I must clear them all of negativity, so please bear with me whilst I empty my bowls.
Come on, team, please.
As the singing enters your souls, a variety of things can happen, depending upon the individual. You may see colours in your mind. You may feel you are sinking into the ground. As the tension departs through the top of the body, it is possible that you may feel a tightening around the temples, as though a rubber band were around your head. Okay, let's begin.
I have the rubber band! I've got the rubber band! It's too tight! Get it off me! Get it off me, please! It's crushing my brain!
Wow! Never seen a response that quick.
I should have known it would be a waste of time trying to introduce alternative therapies to you lot. Well, it looks like you've won, Claire. Claire? Claire?
Crikey, she's out for the count. Come on, Claire. Wakey, wakey.
No, you mustn't wake her. She must finish her journey. As I must finish mine. You did say I could claim travel expenses.
Oh, come with me. I'll sort it out.
Well, what should we do with her?
Well, she can't stay here.
We could put her back at her desk.
Ooh, prop her up like El Cid.
You take an arm. Take an arm each and I'll grab her legs.
Okay.
One, two, three. Up!
Oh, crikey, she's heavier than she looks.
Back your way, back your way. Yeah. Through the door. Oh, mind her head.
Oh, this isn't working. Let's put her down. Oh.
Why can't she stay here?
Because I'm about to use this room to give a first aid workshop in mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Come to think of it, leave her where she is.
Nolly, Thomas has a bit of a sniff. I'd rather you didn't take him swimming this morning.
I'll take him to the swings.
Is there any more tea in the pot?
There should be.
He's been here a week, Claire.
He still has something to tell me.
What, he hasn't told you?
It won't be forever. Oh, hello, Michael. Morning.
Morning. Oh, you never pack enough, do you? Well, these socks will just have to do another day. Or I can pop to Marx's later, I suppose.
Tea?
Yes, please. Oh, why are you using a pot half if it goes on the table? I can't be dealing with it. Tea bag and a mug for me every time.
Toast?
Oh, only if it's white bread. Best kind of toast comes from white bread. I'll find the roughage elsewhere, thank you very much. I've had enough people telling me what I can and can't put in my body.
Bye.
Bye. I work from home. My boss suggested it. It took a while to adapt, but I really think I do need to get, get more done.
Bye.
Bye. Well, you lose an hour commuting, and whoever says on their deathbed, I wish I'd spent more time in traffic jams, which is why I got the bicycle, nips in and out, great for cities.
Goodbye.
Where are you going?
Me?
Yes, you.
To the swings.
Oh, I'll come too.
Oh, Borgo.
Bless you. Where are you from again? Everyone raves about Prague, but I think Krakow's just as pretty.
Irene, can I have a quick word? I'll come back when you're less busy.
Hello, Helen. Not all loved up in the internet chat room, then? Not smooching in cyberspace with Mr. Wright?
I went to meet him, Ray.
And?
Turns out that he's not a 38-year-old recently divorced commodity broker. He's a 17-year-old schoolboy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Helen.
Why?
Claire, when you see Irene, could you tell her I had to leave early?
What's the problem, Megan?
I got another call from the nursery. Brenda's in serious trouble again. You know, she's not a bad little girl, but everybody always assumes the worst of her.
I'm sure that's not true.
Oh, it is?
Well, I don't.
Thanks, Claire.
So what's she accused of doing?
Pushing Charlie in the playground.
Oh, look, she must have found a bag of it somewhere and maybe thought it was sherbet or something.
Charlie's a little boy.
Oh, right.
Oh, before I forget, your friend Michael phoned you, give me a message for you.
And what did he say?
Let me see. Megan, that's a nice name. Is it Welsh? Because you sound Scottish. I had an aunt from Dundee. Nice lady. Couldn't stand the cake.
Oh, Megan, what was the message?
Oh, sorry. He's going home. I'm to tell you goodbye and thanks.
He can't go. Nothing has been resolved. Michael, what's going on?
Oh, got a dash.
You weren't going to say goodbye?
Not one for goodbyes, but I bought you some flowers.
Oh, thank you.
Well, my bags are packed and I'm going to have to love you and leave you. So, before I go, can you guess where I've been today? Go on.
Michael.
Top man. Yes, I know. It's not like top man in our day. They really have brought cutting-edge fashion to the high street at affordable prices. Is this shirt me? I mean, be honest. I couldn't decide between the blue and the green, so I've got the blue and the green stripe.
Will you shut up?
Am I going on a bit? I know I can do sometimes. You just have to tell me.
I just did.
And I really appreciate it. It's a sign of a healthy friendship. I mean, if you can't be honest with your friends, who can you be?
Shh.
All I'm saying is... What I mean is...
Shh. Good. Under no circumstances are you to speak, OK? Until I say that you can. Do you understand? Yeah, just nod. Splendid. Now, Michael... Since you arrived at my house, you have not stopped talking, except to sleep and sometimes, but not always, to eat. This is not the Michael that I remember. Can you, in four words or less, explain to me what is going on?
I am feeling nervous.
Why?
Because I did a... No, hang on. I did a bad... Wait a sec. I am racked with... Claire, can you name out five words?
Can you just tell me, would you, Michael?
I don't think I can. That's the problem. That's why I've been talking so much, to put off the moment. That's why I was going to leave without saying goodbye.
Is it about what happened at uni? About why we fell out?
Yes, it is.
What did I do? You just stopped talking to me.
Oh, Claire, thanks to St. Gregor, peace at last. Your boring friend with the big fat mouth has gone. He never stops yabba yabba yabba. He left you these crappy flowers. I've put them in a vase. Oh, there he is on the sofa. My mistake. I'll come back later.
Sorry, you were saying?
You didn't do anything, Claire. It was me. I felt guilty about it ever since. Because my selfishness destroyed the best friendship I ever had. 15 years ago, I did a very, very wicked thing.
Actually, do you mind if I stay? It's beginning to sound interesting for change.
Nolly, would you go away?
I need to find a good place for the flowers.
Just give me the vase, Nolly, and leave.
I'm going. You tell me later, right?
Nolly, patio. Sorry.
Well... I'm taking holy orders next month, but before I enter the monastery and dedicate my life to silent reflection, I have a confession to make. You remember when we were freshers and everybody paired off into couples and we didn't?
Of course I do, but we didn't mind, did we? Because we had each other, yeah. And we were such great mates.
Yeah. And of course you remember Tristan.
No.
Grenfell, don't do that!
But of course, Simon, you have to take the long-term view to get any proper perspective. And dividing the combined figures for the period 1995 to 2009 produces a mean average of 65 to 35, increasing to 67-33. If you exclude the 3 months in 2002 when she threw me out and I had to sleep on your couch, which was a constant 70-30 in my book. Increasing to 75-25 when you bought the widescreen telly.
Thanks, mate.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, all things considered, if Claire and I maintain an annual return of 65-35 for the next 3 years when Thomas goes to school, then I think we can confidently predict...
Brian, stop it. It's just numbers. It means nothing. You either love her or you don't. Well?
I love her. I love her, Simon. I really love her.
Thank God for that.
Now, can we talk about something interesting?
Yes, of course I remember Tristan. How could I ever forget him?
You talked about him enough at the time. His looks, his athleticism, his kindness, his generosity of spirit.
Yeah, why are we discussing this? You know all about Tristan. He was my first love and it remained unrequited. End of story.
Well, yes and no.
What do you mean?
I hear the vase crash and I will unobtrusively clear up while you continue your conversation.
Go away, Nolly.
The carpet will stain.
Go. Michael, what are you trying to tell me about Tristan?
Tristan? Funny old name, isn't it? Like something out of the Knights of the Round Table. Forsooth, 'tis Sir Christian on his merry charger!
Michael!
I was friends with both of you and was confident to both of you. Well, it turned out all the time you were mooching around lovesick after him, he was mooching around lovesick after you. But he was too shy to say anything. However, one day he plucked up enough courage to write you a letter telling you his feelings. And Tristan asked me to give it to you.
Oh, Michael.
Yes, I know, Claire, I behaved despicably. But in my defence, well, it's no defence at all. I was just terrified you'd fall in love with Tristan and you'd forget all about me. I would lose you, my dearest, dearest friend. It was totally selfish of me.
Yes, it was.
I know, but the thought of being left alone in the world was too much to bear. You can hate me now, Claire.
I don't hate you, Michael. You did do a terrible, terrible thing, but we can't go back and we can't change the past. But, I mean, how could you have thought me such a shallow and unworthy friend that I would abandon you the minute a boyfriend came into my life?
Well, if you put it that way, well, I suppose I did behave like a silly arse.
Yeah, you did. And besides, you know, if Tristan had truly loved me, he would have persevered. He wouldn't have just given up at the first hurdle just because he didn't get a reply.
The thing is, Claire...
What?
He did get a reply. Sorry.
What are you saying? You're saying you forged a letter from me to Tristan saying I didn't return his feelings?
That's right.
And that was the end of Tristan's interest in me?
Oh, no, he was very persistent, Miss Tristan. In fact, you and Tristan had quite a correspondence going at one point. All fairness to the boy, he only gave up when you told him you were a lesbian.
But then you stopped talking to me.
I was too ashamed to face you, Claire. It's ironic, eh? An act designed to preserve our friendship ultimately destroyed it.
Are you still in touch with Tristan?
Yes.
Is he well?
Yes, but busy. Between his work for UNICEF and Barack Obama.
Is he married?
Yes, he is.
And what's she like? Is she nice?
Who, Claire? She's very, very nice. She looks a bit like you, actually.
Because I went out with Brian on the rebound.
Oh, God! Oh, God, what have I done?
Oh, no, hold on.
I ruined your life.
No, come on, going out with Brian wasn't a bad thing.
Don't try and make me feel better. I don't deserve it.
Oh, shut up, Michael. Before you exit my life, this time for good, I want you to know something. Your interfering back then was the best thing that ever happened to me. You know, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have had 15 years with Brian as my life partner and as the father of my child. So thank you, Michael. Mm. Goodbye.
Claire!
Goodbye.
I'll get the door.
No.
I wasn't listening, honestly.
Hello, everybody. Oh, Michael, you off?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad I caught you before you left. Cheerio.
Goodbye.
Come back any time. I'm not here. Evening, Nally. Can you hang my jacket up?
Of course. It would be providing the dearest of pleasures for me. And please, you must not hesitate to give me a shout when you want me to wipe your backside.
Sorry?
I'm just talking to baby Thomas.
Hello, Claire. My darling, my sweetheart, my everything.
Oh, shut up.
You have been listening to Claire and the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Starring Sally Phillips, Nina Conti, Alex Lowe, Richard Lumsden, Lisa Tarbuck, Ellen Thomas and Andrew Wincott, with Chris Pavlo and Don LaHughes. The producer was Katie Tyrrell.